and a poem about one of the farming types that used to inhabit these Pennine moorlands and have more or less entirely disappeared now that the whole district has become very, very much a commuter country for Leeds and Manchester. It's called Death of an Unwanted Farmer. It was actually about a suicide. Down in the village, the incomers drive a salt craft and jungle invaders. Well, they're just motor cars, really. The rest is their dream. Polished off-roaders, ready for school runs through the spring showers and other hazards of cottage life. Too wide for our lanes, they shunt and quarrel, especially with Harry in his Ford, carrier of sheep, straw bales, and a compost of beer cans, fag ash and the Sunday Sport. Harry on his moor hates all the strangers, though most of what he knows is their bullying cars and their maddening light-heartedness that he calls only playing at it, which is part of their love of his enemy, the Pennine Moor. He hates all walkers and their undisciplined dogs. He barbed wires the footpaths and would landmine them if he could. But did he ever contemplate, as they do, the lights dance over the moor, the lapwing's down sky plunge of rapture, or the river of delight that was, before he fouled it, the stream by his door? The frisson of space collapses into what he's despised, soured land, ugly erosions, and old quarries filled with rubbish, Harry's spiritual unshared home. "Hikers and horsey folk this way," reads the daub on his barn wall, pointing into his midden. Backslider, sprung from a line of chapel attenders, at night he drinks in the headless woman, much the best kind of woman, he says. "It's same as I say, with lefties, pufters and bossy women that have taken over the TV and the wireless. What about men of my age what have fought?" Afterwards he indulges what he believes are illegal pleasures, in his farm's filth, listening on shortwave radio to taxi drivers, ambulances, fire and police calls, with no speech of his own, but a growl like stones down a scree, rolling through silence into darkness.